Welcome back to Atlantic Sports Center, joined by Atlantic Head Archery Coach Clint Rowland. Busy day on Saturday, Orient to Maxburg to Murray, and a lot going on. A school record-setting performance in the bullseye at Orient. And Coach, thanks for joining us. Really appreciate you or your time in promoting this sport, and a lot of success here and more success yesterday. Let's go back to Orient.
Yeah, we start off the morning early in Orient. This is the weekend, I kind of call it the gauntlet. I try to figure out how to do this at least once a year, where we're going to shoot about three tournaments, if not four, if we get lucky enough to hit a spot that you could get them all in. So we get a lot of kids doing it, and they're always putting their best out there. It's just we're trying to introduce a very stressful environment. You're shooting all day long. So the kids that went through and shot all three tournaments, they shot, if I figure that up, it's 80, that's 100. There's 115 arrows, and 90 of them are scored that day. So, it's a lot of stress just because you're driving back and forth between a couple towns a lot of times. There's time in between there. So we had a couple archers shot at 8 o'clock in the morning and then finished up at 7:30 at night. So there's a lot of time between there. So your just body's in a lot of stress, and it's just to see how kids react.
You know, so 8 in the morning, I mean, do some athletes like that early morning shoot?
Some do. Some like to get up in the morning, not think about a thing. That brain shut off. We can go in there and just let our muscle memory go and let our training completely take over. Some kids like to warm up and throughout the day. So yeah, it's different per archer. Our kids, we kind of always throw them early morning stuff, so we're used to shooting early morning things. So it's kind of in their wheelhouse. We had some things. Murray actually kicked off at 7 in the morning. Because of scheduling, Tyrell and Katrina Williams, they asked if they could get a 7 o'clock in Murray, because the only way they could make all the shoots is if they could get to 7 at Murray, shoot 3D right at Murray, and then go down and shoot Orient, so they could still be home by like 12 o'clock. So they got up at, 4 something in the morning, went down there, shot on their own in Murray. We were passing each other going back and forth. They pulled off the gauntlet early that morning, so they did it in a fast trip, and they did exceptionally well for them too.
Well, Tyrell, he's a top 10.
He finished out really well for us in there. So we came out of the gate early. There's a lot of high points there. Grant came out 8 o'clock in the morning, tied his own personal best again, shot another 297. So he set the bar high. It showed that we were ready, we were going to be there. We had some other things going on.
Is his score posted then? So he shot a 297. Is that posted throughout the day?
Yeah, it is.
So that puts a little pressure on the competition then.
So we have a lot of kids, that will check scores throughout the days. We have a lot of kids, they know my rule is don't check scores. Don't look at scores until after you shoot to take it off. But now with the internet and everyone can pull it up on their phone, it's kind of hard. It used to be they were just posted on paper somewhere so I could see kids. Funny story on that, Clayton Jepson years ago when he used to play. Clayton, great shooter, but if you'd look at a score, he put extra pressure on himself. So, and that's back when the scores were posted just on paper, not online. And so we kind of always had a rule that said if I caught him checking scores, I just ripped his scorecard up and he got a zero. So just try to get him down so he wouldn't look at scores. Well, now it's all on their phone and you can't tell. So, so Grant shot the 297. A couple kids from Valley that are real good ones we get along with real well, they walked in at 9:30. They're shooting at 10. And both of them came in and said, well, Grant's going down. We're here to beat him today. I was like, well, you better bring your A game. He goes, yeah, we already know. He shot a 97. We got to shoot a 98. So, So they already knew too. So they knew what they were coming into, and they shot well too. Didn't take him out, but they shot well. But the team there, we weren't at full strength. We had some other things going on. We had some jazz band competition stuff going on. So we had some kids that couldn't make the whole gambit. We had kids who like make Orient, couldn't make Murray. We had a few kids that just made Murray. There's a lot of other little conflicts going on. We weren't really at full strength. When we got to Murray, you noticed we didn't have a middle school team score. We only shot one female in middle school, and you have to have two to have a team score. Oh, okay. So we weren't eligible there. We didn't even really have a bullseye score because I think we only shot three girls there for bullseye, and we need four. I'd have to double check. We might have got one in right at the end, but we were down, but it was all yesterday was a lot more about individual efforts than it was team. Yes, in 3D, when we got to Murray, our team, that's an amazing feat because we were shorthanded for the team that I thought we should have had there, and we had an amazing team show up. So the kids that you knew have potential showed up when they needed to. When some other people couldn't be there, they showed up. We shot another 1674 there, which is was the top 3D shot in the state yesterday. So no one, if it was the state tournament yesterday, no one would have beat us. Wow. So, so we're right there. I mean, we're still a top 3D school in the state right now by far. It was just an amazing day, but a lot of stress. But yeah, like I said, we probably won't go into all the details of every tournament. There's a lot there that went on, but we got to give kudos. Dent Petty came to watch his nephew Grant shoot. You know, he's former coach for us. He still coaches a little bit with us and things like that. So this Grant shot right away in Orient. They were taken off to go to Murray right after. Grant was trying to get moved up as fast as he could. He had other things he'd like to do, but it just worked out. He did get moved up some, but so coach went down there. He kind of took over the coaching ranks for us at Murray to start with. So as we had people showing up, we had a coach there. So he, hats off to him. I can't thank him enough for what he does when he does things like that. So he was there for about 4 hours getting things going for us while we were still in Orient finishing up and did things. But, you know, the high school team, even short staffed, in Orient, we shot a 33-21. We won the tournament down there for high school. Did a really, really good job. Like we said, Grant shot that 297. Hank Roberts came up a little bit. He shot a 287, took third place. So a real good performance from him right there. Connor, like we said, has been coming back on track. Yeah. Ended up in 10th place with a 278. So he's starting to get all that figured out again. Bell Berg. Really starting to figure it out. I think that shoulder's finally starting to heal, and she's doing what she did. She took second place at 279. Madeline Blake shot a 277 and fourth. Lily Johnson came in at 275 and fifth place. Mareli Stewart came in eighth place at 273. Mariah Hadley starting to come right back up again, 272 in ninth place. And 10th place, Shauna Anderson at 268. So we had a lot of good scoring there out of the high school team. That middle school team, we had enough to shoot a middle school team there at Orient, and they shot a 3,018. They're hurting right now. Unfortunately, you know, injuries happen, things like that. The Atlantic tournament happened. We had one of our middle school archers shot his best shot of the year, and he's like that every year so far. The first couple years, he just starts to peak at the end. I mean, he really builds him in. Aiden Fredrickson shot a 276 at home, was really good. Got home, had an accident, slipped in the kitchen, fell and broke his arm. So we're thinking Aiden's probably done for the year. So we had a little team meeting. Hey, let's be safe about things. We're coming into state, you know, like that. And it's one of those you laugh and chuckle, not because people got hurt, but you chuckle because when things happen, things happen. Right after that, it wasn't 2 days later, I get a phone call. Gunner Long broke his arm. I was like, oh, so we lost another one. Then I get another phone call within like 10 minutes. Hey, we're in the emergency room. We think Braden broke his wrist. So Braden ended up being with a bruise, so we got one back. Yeah. But, you know, so it's just the middle school's got some injuries going on. So they've lost a 270-280 shooter, and he's going to be done for the state. So our scores are down just a little bit. We'll find someone to pop back in there. We'll get there. But, you know, they just got to step up. You know, Wyatt Hoover came in, took first place again. Shot a 284, so, you know, Wyatt's carrying the load that he's doing for us. You know, we'll get a couple other boys up in there when we get back to full strength. They were missing a few kids, too. So, I mean, that score's low for them, but understandably with the kids we shot there. Yeah. Went on the girls' side of it. Talia Hoover came in sixth place up to 256. That's Wyatt's sister. They're twins. Talia's really coming on. I think by the end of the year, she might be rivaling her brother for which one's the better shooter this year. So she's coming on real strong. Rylan Martin shot a 255 in seventh place. Paisley shot a 254 in eighth place. So our girls are right there. We're coming. It's just going to take a couple more weeks, but you know, it is what it is. This weekend, we were a little short-staffed. We saw what we had individually, and the kids are really striving to do what they need to do. So it was a fun day there in Orient. And we got all that done from 8 to 10 o'clock in the morning. So
unbelievable. What's coming up here?
Well, what's really coming up for us is we have Diagonal this Saturday. We'll be shooting a bullseye tournament down there. A handful of kids are going to go to Nottoway Valley and shoot at Iowa games. Not a full team or anything, just some individual efforts. They want to go up there. They're kind of doing that one on their own. Iowa games is a little more expensive to shoot and all that. And so as a school, we really don't try to do Iowa games. It just costs the club way too much money. Normal tournament's going to cost us about $6 a kid. Iowa games is going to cost us 15 to 20 a kid. So it just hits your coffer really well.
Yeah.
But we have a handful of kids that want to do it. So Iowa games is kind of one of those out there. The school, we don't do it as a school. So if you do it, it's on your own. You pay for it on your own. You can go do that one. Otherwise, we cover the fees. And then we'll finish the season the next week in Valley. So and talking with them right now, it's going to be kind of a fun thing. Valley's opened up a couple flights on Friday night. And so Friday night's pretty much going to be a duel between Atlantic and Valley. We're going to just set up Atlantic and Valley to shoot on Friday night. We'll have a handful of kids shooting Saturday morning too. But we're going to try to get as many down there Friday night to open up the tournament for them to run it easier without worrying about their kids. And, you know, we're one of the bigger squads that comes there. So that opens up more for the other schools to get their kids in. You know, it's the last push for state. So we're, you know, Valley and I are, you know, we all come with the same stock. We want to get every kid every opportunity they have. It's the last day they could qualify for the state tournament. So you really hate it if they couldn't get into a tournament. So
how do you qualify for state now? How's that work?
So they're going to take your two best shots in bullseye or 3D throughout the state. So at the high school level, you have to have an equivalent of shooting two 265s. And that just qualifies you. Doesn't guarantee you a spot. It just says you've qualified high enough to shoot at the state tournament. And then it just, because of the numbers, and then it's team scores. High school has to have a combined top two scores of a 6,400. So it's 2,3200. So we broke 3,300 the first 2 weeks. We qualified in the first 2 weeks as a team, but that doesn't know where you qualify in the state. I mean, that just says, hey, you're good enough to be in the mix. Now where you're at. I think right now we're sitting like third or fourth in the mix going into state right now, which means we're a tier one team. And it's those tier one teams, any one of us. Like this week, you know, Prairie's the tier one team. They shot a 33-12 this week. So some of their shooters, I was looking over, some of their really good shooters had off days. It happens. Even the best, it happens to them. So the way I look at it, we better bring our A game because a team like Prairie only drops the ball once and they've already dropped it. So they're not going to drop the ball the rest of the year. So those kids will probably get refocused from it. It was probably the greatest thing for a team like Prairie to drop it like that.
Yeah.
They're going to refocus and come into that state tournament, and you know they're upset about that score. I know they are. So.
That's Prairie Cedar Rapids?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. So, yeah, it's just going to be a fun push for us. We're going to do that. You know, like I said, and I do want to give a shout-out to some of our kids that did that 3D stuff there. You know, and we shot a 3,300 roughly there in the bullseye, but we were down even more kids there. We had kids that couldn't compete in the bullseye. Grant came out there. He took second place there. So Talon got him there. Talon shot a 295. Grant shot a 294 in bullseye.
This is Murray.
This is in Murray, okay. Yeah. So did really well there. Hank shot another 287. So back-to-back 287. So it's showing he's coming right back. Kyler Edie was always shooting for that 280. He got it at the home tournament. Bumped it this week to a 284. So he PR'd again. So that was really good. Madeline Blake came out, shot a 280 there. So that second tournament, you know, you got the rust kind of knocked off at Orient. She came into Murray. She rare in to go. Shauna Anderson shot a 273, which I think was her best shot for the year. So, you know, we had some really good shooting going down there in Murray to start with. And most of our kids had to shoot bullseye again, and then we went into the 3D. On the boys' side there for our middle school, Wyatt Hoover shot a 275 there, took fifth place there. But had a good showing. I mean, it's the second tournament. It's kids get a little tired in the second one sometimes. So, and there was a little bit of wait for him. He had to wait a little bit of time before he got a shoot. We didn't place in the top 10 in our girls, but like I said, we only had a couple girls shoot there. So, just because of things, we had a couple funerals that were going on, things like that. I mean, just life events that you know, we have to understand. Sometimes it just works that way. But the 3D side of it, like I said, coming into it with the roster coming in, not knowing who was really going to be there, we kind of had a makeshift roster. And then because of some life events changed that day, I had to flop a few kids out that I thought were going to be there and bring some other kids in. And like I said, it's that muddy crystal ball you're looking at all the time. And we were shooting. We had about three kids to go, and we were sitting at like a 1647. Valley was sitting at a 1655. I'm like, man, we got to make up 8 points. So we had three kids to go, and we had three good shooters coming up. But scores had to be decent just to move up. So it wasn't a guarantee. It wasn't one of those slam dunks. I mean, I had Mariah Hadley, I had Connor Johnson and Lily Johnson coming to shoot. I mean, as far as archery goes, most times they've been our heavyweight hitters. You know, they're coming in, they're throwing punches. And, yeah. You know, most time walking in, you're like, hey, with those three coming in, I'm going to make 8 points. There's no way I'm not going to make up 8 points. This year, with the kids that we shot, the scores were up there. It's like, you know, they should make up 8 points, but they're shooting right about where they shoot. If they shoot normal, we're going to stay there, which was fine. That meant our kids that we were not counting as much on stepped up, took over the reins. Mariah came in, shot her personal best for the year, shot a 281. She gave us 12 points right there. So I knew as soon as Mariah shot, we were getting on the bus ready to leave.
Yeah.
As soon as Mariah shot, I knew we had Valley by a point or two. And then Connor stayed there and Lily stayed there with her mom so we could get the bus going home. They had the last shoot there, and mom texted me their scores. And so each one of them bumped our scores again too. And so we ended up with that 1674. It was a great showing out of us. Grant shot a 289 in 3D, which is he was kind of disgusted coming out. He broke under 290, and he wasn't feeling good about it. But that's where the growth came in, and we had a little talk there out on the range too. And he didn't really understand the concept of the day. The concept of the day was put stress on your body and see how you reacted. So shooting that many arrows, I was going to figure it up. But just in that, he had 20 tens just in 3D. And so he had to have, well, I know in the 97, he would have had 27 tens there. And then in the 95 that he shot, or 94 he shot, he would have had at least 24 tens there. So we're talking 60, we're talking 71 or 72 tens out of 90 arrows that are scored were tens. So that's an amazing thing. He was upset about his score, but he just didn't understand. I was pushing his body to the limit to see how he reacted to stress. And I'll go on record saying it right now, there's not a kid in the nation that I feel could have put three scores together that high. It's a feat of how well he works and how hard he does. So, yeah, he might have been a little disappointed on that 289 for him, but I don't think there's another kid in the nation could have done the gauntlet like he did and came out at the end with a 289. If there is, that list of kids is – I can count them all on one hand. So,
probably.
So he did really good. But, you know, and Grant's – he'll use it as a learning experience too, and he'll realize that, hey, now I know when it comes to state – it's going to be less pressure than what we just put on him. So, but that 3D shoot down there was an amazing. So if you didn't score 277 or 278 or better, you weren't getting in the top 10. So, the Murray shoot came in, like I said, Mariah had her best day. She won it. 281 took first place down there for girls.
Yeah.
Lily Johnson, I said, you know, was our other heavy hitter coming in. She ended up in second place with a 278. So those are what, you know, gave the knockout punches to Valley there for us. Shauna shot one of her best 268s down there in sixth place. Madeline Blake shot a 267 in eighth. So we scored four girls there in the high school. And, you know, the middle school, we only had a handful of kids that shot completely there. And I'm trying to see if we didn't have anyone in the top 10, but we didn't shoot that many.
Middle school.
Wyatt Hoover probably would have been top 10. Wyatt found out there's some great lessons that happen in archery. He lost about 46 points on his last round. So as you go up there, part of what you do is if Tom and I are shooting together, I score Tom's arrows, Tom scores my arrows, just so there's no cheating going on. But what you're supposed to do is if I score Tom's arrows, Tom's supposed to look at the scorecard. He agrees with it. He puts a little check mark next to it saying, yep, I agree with the score he gave him. If he doesn't agree with that, he raises his hand and a judge comes over and does it. Wyatt scored his partner's arrows. He handed the clipboard to his partner. His partner just stood there for a little while. Don't know what was going on. Wyatt thought he was done. Wyatt went up there and pulled his arrows, looked over. The kid hadn't scored his arrows yet. Once the arrow comes out of the target, it's a zero. So it's just one of those mental lapses. It's a long day. Wyatt didn't double check that the scorecard hadn't been filled out yet. So Wyatt pulled all his arrows. He knew exactly what he shot, but without him being in the target. So Wyatt lost all his points in the last round. It's a great learning experience. He didn't need that score. It'll never happen to him again. It happens to the best of us. So it's just, you know, that's something you find out on a long, stressful day. You can make a mental mistake like that. So he pulled his arrows before scoring them. So, you know, he lost probably 46, 47 points right there. And so you add that to what his score was, he probably was in the top 10. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's another one of those learning lessons. And that's what yesterday was about. It was just to learn and get in that stressful environment. So, now I know at the state tournament, he'll make sure he sees that scorecard. He double checks that scorecard. He'll check that scorecard off before he ever touches an arrow.
Good point.
Good kid, though. Good kid. He learned it, and he took it in stride. So
interesting. Well, Coach, thank you very much. Best of luck along the way. We're getting close here.
Oh, yes, we are. It's getting exciting.
Yeah,
so.
Very good. Clint Rowland joining us here on Atlantic Sports. It's Saturday, the head archery coach, and they're getting close to that state tournament. Looking forward to see what they can do here down the road. We'll be back with more right after this.